you know that there were 500 people at least that were told by Jesus to wait until the promised Holy Spirit came? But as we read it in Acts, there were 120 people there, which means that 380 people thought there was something else better to do than to wait on God. That also means that the majority didn't want to wait. But I just wonder if in this room tonight there's a remnant of people who know that they need Him more than anything else, that have a singular focus, that if it takes me the rest of my life, I'm going to see a move of God in my generation. And I'm not going to become tired of waiting. Can we lift up our hands and just wait for just a moment?
Tonight, yes, I need.
want you to know tonight that desperation has a sound. Desperation has a sound. It's not just a song, but it's a sound. Let me prove it to you. There was a man named Bartimaeus, and he was blind. When he heard that Jesus was passing by, so he lifted up his voice and he said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." But the people around him, the Bible says, told him to be quiet. But the closer Jesus came to him, the louder he became. He said, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Because desperation has a sound. I dare you to lift up a sound.
now. This is the hour of yours truly, Prophet Talisa Harris. Amen. We do give honor to the Most High God on tonight. We do give honor to every man or woman of God that might be on the line on tonight. And we just praise God just for another opportunity that he has allowed us to come together in his name. Amen. There's unity in the body of Christ. Let's have a quick prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just come before your presence on tonight. We just come before you with bowed down heads and hammer horns. Father God, we just bless your people on tonight, Father. Open up the spirit of ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto us on tonight. Father God, we give you all praise and all glory and all honor. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray tonight. Amen, amen. Amen. Tonight, we'll be talking about the commandments of God. Amen. And we know the commandments of God is in Exodus 20 and 12. We're not going to go over all the Ten Commandments because I'm pretty sure that we all know about the Ten Commandments. I'm going to really just touch bases on them, just maybe a couple of them, and I'm going to come for three verses tonight, and we're going to move forward at the Spirit of the Lord lead us. Amen. The first verse could be coming from Joshua 22 and verse 5, and it says, "But be very careful to keep the commandments of God." So we have to be very careful that when we make a promise, a vow, not unto man, not unto woman, but unto God. Because the word of God said it's best not to make a vow unto God if you're not going to keep it. Amen. Let's go to the word, Joshua 22 and verse 5. "But take diligent heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses, the servant of the Lord, charged you, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, and to cleave unto him, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul." But take diligence. So what he's saying unto Joshua is saying tonight about the Ten Commandments. Now, we know it says diligent means that we have to really know what we're saying. Diligent to the word of God. Diligent to what? To the voice of God. Amen. And then it say he charged us. What is a charge? That means when our supervisor or directors put us in charge over certain department or certain people, that means we are what? Responsible for the people, and we are responsible to carry out, to do this. Same thing in the spiritual realm. If the Spirit of God put us in charge of the armor bearers, of the ushers, of the disciple ministry, we are in charge to what? Touch bases with the ministry, touch bases with our armor bearers, with our ushers, and make sure everything is in order. First of all, everybody might not know really what an usher is, what an armor bearer is. So if you're in charge of this group of people, first of all, you must know the word of God for yourself. And also, you must know what the Ten Commandments is. How can you teach me how to diligence to the voice of God if you don't know the voice of God for your own self? The Bible said the blind can't lead the blind. Call on somebody. So we have to know the Ten Commandments is speaking tonight. Amen. Because I'm not going to go with all of them. But it said clean. What does the word clean mean? That means something that sticks like glue. In other words, if something is good, the word is good, I want to cleave to the person that's looking for the word because it's good. So that means I'm up there to stick close to somebody like glue. In other words, you ain't going to be able to get me apart from you because what you're saying, I need what you got. So we are supposed to be able to make a deposit in somebody's life. So we should be like glue tonight. Amen. That somebody said something so powerful to us, it's fit like glue. In other words, I want to cling to you because it's something that you said is good. So tonight, this is what Joshua, this is what happened to Joshua. And it said, "I charge you to love your God, and to walk in all his way and keep his commandment. Love is the greatest commandment of all. How can you say I love you if you don't even love your neighbor? How can you say I love Pastor E, but I don't love Pastor David? I don't love East Angeles, Virginia Hill, or whoever else on the line tonight. We got to love everybody. We should have no different kind of love among the body of Christ tonight. Amen, somebody. And they said, the servant of the Lord told you to love the Lord. Oh, my God. In all his ways. And to keep his commandment, to cleave unto him and to serve him with all your heart. When we do anything for the Lord, we better do it with a pure heart. We should have no hidden agendas. We should have no wrong with motive. And we shouldn't even want nothing in return. Don't pat me on my back and say, but you did a good job. All the glory belongs to God. I'm just a servant, just a vessel that's loving God with my whole heart, my whole mind, my spirit tonight. Amen. So that's what like he said, with your whole heart and our soul. You can't love God with your heart, but my soul, my spirit, my mind, I don't love God. That don't work like that. He said, love God with your whole heart tonight. Amen. Now we're going to go over to St. Matthew 22:38. And it's still talking about the commandments of God. Amen. Let's go to St. Matthew 22:38. Amen. It said, this is the first and its greatest commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Can we all say tonight, I love my neighbor as I love thyself? Come on, we got to be real. Because some of us know we really don't love our neighbor as I love thyself. In other words, if my neighbor comes to my door, ring my doorbell, say, Miss Lisa, I just need a cup of sugar. I'm just short. I shouldn't tell her, come back tomorrow. I should say, okay, hold on for a bit. Did you bring your cup? Did you bring a bag? What? I already know I got sugar in my canister. I got sugar up in my cabin. So what? Oh, I have extra sugar. So it says, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. If you love your neighbor, you don't mind sharing with your neighbor. You don't mind telling them the good news about Jesus Christ. But you can't love that neighbor if you don't love God first, and then if you don't love yourself, then you can love your neighbor. It's not about what color they is. It's not about that. It's about loving that neighbor. As the Christ says, if I love myself. So if my neighbor is hungry, if I got food, I'm going to share with my neighbor. Amen. Because that's what the word says. If we're going to do like the word says, we're going to read the word. We're going to be doing the word. He said what? Love the Lord thy God with your whole heart. You can't love the Lord the God with a half a heart. He said a whole heart, whole body. Amen. So if we're going to do what the word of God say on tonight, we must do what the word say. He said this is the first and the greatest commandment. Somebody said, oh, I didn't know it was that simple. Yes. Now, like he said in verse, right, Matthew 22:38. This is the first and the greatest commandment, the most important. You mean tell me it's just that simple? And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Oh, my Lord, I did not know this was the first and the greatest commandment. I could just do just a simple thing, love my neighbor as I love myself. Look how simple that is. Can we, and we think it's all something great and mighty, or oh, I got to go Exodus 20:12, or oh, I got to quote all the commandments. That is not what he's saying. He said, this is the first and it's the greatest commandment. My God. Something to think about tonight, y'all. Something just that simple. What Jesus is saying unto us tonight. That's all we have to do, my brothers and my sisters on the line, is just love thy neighbor. Now, isn't that something? Just think about that just for a second. Love thy neighbor as thy love thyself. Which, in other words, our neighbor is just like a family of us. Because I don't know about y'all, but I love Lisa. Take care. Nobody loves me better than my Father, Heavenly Father. Nobody on the earth loves Lisa better than him and than myself. Every day I say, I love Lisa. I'm going to take care of Lisa. I'm going to allow the Holy Spirit to just teach me what to say or not to say it. Every day, work on me. Work on me. So I can love my neighbor as I love myself. So now, my neighbor rang my doorbell for a cup of sugar, for water, or whatever else. I ain't going to tell her to come back tomorrow. I'm going to immediately say, hold on 1 minute. Let me go and get it for you. Matter of fact, I might give her 2 cups of sugar because I want to get the extra blessing from the Lord so he can say, my daughter, you really did this thing. Amen. Let's go to St. John 13:34. A new commandment I give to you, love one another. Oh, my God. Now, this is getting deep right here. St. John 13 and verse 34. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. We're going to go down to verse 35. Let's focus on 34 just for a quick little minute. Now, Jesus saying, this Jesus speaking, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. Now, check it out. Jesus didn't say, I might give it to you. I'm thinking about giving it to you. It's a possibility. Let me think on it. Let me sleep on it. Oh, I need to go pray. I need to go fast like some of us Christian people do. We so quick to say, well, honey, let me pray up in first. Let me speak the Lord about it. See, something we don't have to speak the Lord about everything. Something we don't have to pray in fast. So we need to get up out of that mindset. It can be an old tradition, old religion. Oh, let me talk that my mama told me, or my last pastor, or my bishop. Some things you don't have to pray and seek God. Some things we don't even have to ask God. He said, I already put on your spirit anyway. I already told you this was going to happen. So why you got to come now and pray and seek me for it? Just do what I have what command you to do. A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Now, you may tell me, Jesus tell me tonight, I got love Pastor E. I got love the Rangers Hill. I got love the other people on the phone tonight, Pastor David Dahlia. I got to love him. What? He said, you got no choice. He said, it is a commandment I give unto you. So, yes, Jesus saying, I'm charging you, baby. You got to do this. Love one another as I have loved. He said, if I love you, come on. If I forgive you for all that stuff you don't did and how you don't plan and flaunt, come on, somebody. We know we're not just faithful of our life. Even if we've been faithful of the Holy Spirit, the faithful came to our mind, and some of us has really went ahead and did it. We at home, in the mirror, in the bed, in the car, we talk about how we're going to do it. Come on. So we acted that. But Jesus saying, you ain't got no other choice. He said, I'm giving you a commandment. You have no other choice. I give it to you that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Oh, my God. So we're talking about real love, not no 50-50, not no 20-20, no, 100% pure, genuine love. Love one another. Okay, talk about love. If you love me, you should not let nobody talk about each other. Come on, somebody. If you really love me, like the word of God say, You're going to take up for yourself or your brother or your pastor or whoever it is. You say, hold up. Talk about Pastor E. Talk about his mother's brother here. Talk about the apostle, Pastor David Dye. If we got a problem with Pastor E, let's get Pastor E on the phone. Put a baby on the phone. If I'm just here, we up the circle, and let's come together and let's reason. Because I just read St. John 13:34, and he told Lisa, I'm giving you a new commandment. I give unto you that you must love one another. So love covers the multitude of sin. Love gonna cover the faults. And I didn't talk either. I got it in teeth. But love gonna come right and gonna cover that, because you love me enough for the word of God say, you're gonna look out for me. You're not gonna lie because, Lisa didn't say the word cleave right. She didn't say the word charge right. Okay. We're not here to cross every eye, dot every T. So some of us is listening so much, might have make a mistake so you can judge that person. But the word of God told me, don't judge nothing before time. That's what I read. I don't know about y'all. So tonight, we must love one another. Tonight, love. Spirit of the Lord said we must love one another. Tonight, he said he's given us, check it out now, a new commandment. He said, He said what? All things are passed away, and the old things become what? New. When we come into Christ Jesus, we are what? New creatures. We are new ambassadors. We are new brothers and sisters. So he said, a new commandment I'm giving to you tonight, that you must love one another. It's ever been a time now that we, children of God, sons of God, daughters of God, we must really love one another. We got to get together. We got to embrace each other. We got to support each other. We got to come together more and have prayer, read the word of God together. It's not about you knowing Papa Lisa. I tell everybody, don't know me by my flesh. Know me by the Spirit. Ask God, who am I? Because you can look at the outside, it can fool you. But tonight, Jesus is not saying, well, don't look at Pastor Dave, Pastor E, Pastor Hill, the apostles, so on and so on. He said, look at them as being my son and my daughter that I have set aside. I chose them for what? From the foundation of the earth. But tonight, he said, I'm giving us a new commandment tonight that we must love one another, also love one another. Now that word love is in there, and what? There's two times. So that other word, he said, I'm trying to get this point across. I want somebody to grab hold tonight, and I want you to start loving super your brother like you're supposed to love them. You have not really been loving them as Christ says, love them. Because we allow those things to get in the way. We allow what the word of God say, the small foxes. That's what makes up the whole thing. And if we got one bad apple in the bag, and we don't get out of time enough, that one bad apple is going to stay in that bag too long. It's going to multiply spoil the whole bag of the half a bad apple. Tonight, we got to start loving each other like never before. Tonight, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. He said, I'm giving him a new commandment tonight that we must love one another. You can say you love me all day long, but love is what love does. Come on, somebody. If you love me, you won't talk about me. If you love me, you won't hurt me. You won't harm me. You won't damage me. You won't sterilize my name. You won't get behind my bike and call Super Sorso or Super Sorso on the phone. You will say, let's get together as quick as possible. God say, we just pray for her. And stop being busy by the tails there. Everybody else will say, if God can do something for me, he don't want me for anybody to know. He might just want you to just call me on yourself, one-on-one, individual. But we always believe, I need a confirmation. I need somebody to touch and speak with me in prayer. Sometimes the Lord said, no. He said, I already gave it to you. So I need you to do what I told you to do. See, we so caught up on people's opinion But the Bible says, do not be caught up on two different opinions. Tonight, the word of the Lord says, love one another. I pray the word has blessed someone on tonight. And the most important thing, I don't know about you all, that I am really a new commandment on me tonight that he given unto Lisa. Lisa, you got to love more. People on your job, you got to love more. Your family, you got to love more. Know that all of them say, all of them deliver, all of them set free. But he said, if you love them enough, the Spirit of God in you is going to draw them. Then the word of the Lord say, love and kindness have a drowsy. And then the word say, a soft answer will turn away what? The wrath of God. But tonight, I'm finished. I'm done. I'm going to ask a comment. In my special prayer request, pray for someone, touch and greet you a prayer. But at this time, if you have any comments, you can press 1 and you can dial in at this time. God bless.
Amen. Love is the key. What is so dynamic is that you say love your enemies, love those who curse you, love those who love those who do you wrong and treat you bad.
Come on.
Oh my God, we must go to another level of love.
We got to. That's what he said. He said tonight. He said it's a new commandment. I like that. He said, "Hey, new commandment. I give it to you. That means right now, tonight."
Right now, that's right.
Come on now, at 8:33.
Let me just kind of bump on this because I'm gonna open the lines up. This is Women Speak Now, but it's really tied in because this is the season of Jesus. Everybody says Jesus is the reason for the season. Well,
mm-hmm.
Are we really doing what Jesus said? Because Jesus said we should be giving, not to the people that's in our house. We should be giving to the people we put out our house. Somebody
Amen.
Gonna catch that in a minute. The lines are open if you want to get involved in this conversation tonight with Prophetess Lisa. Come on, dial 1 and bless the woman of God. I've been blessed, and I have plenty of notes here, and can't wait to listen to the archives because I'm supporting offline and doing other things to support throughout social media. And I'm listening to the word. I'm there, but at night when I'm about to lay down and I push play, the word goes forward so great that I just thank God for you and your obedience. Amen. Area code 303, last 4, 8694. You're live on Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. How's everyone doing this evening?
We're wonderful, blessed.
Amen, amen. Awesome word, woman of God, awesome word. When you brought that scripture out of St. John 13,
uh-huh.
He flipped the script on that first one when he says to love thy neighbor
uh-huh.
as thyself. He flipped the script because he was talking to his disciples, and he was
uh-huh.
telling the disciples, and I'll just put it this way, he was talking to the leaders of the day,
and
we must love each leader. Because if we don't love each other, we cannot prevent the love of Christ to anybody else. And I'm going to leave
Amen.
That alone.
Amen.
But it was an awesome word.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you go with that leave it alone, I get caught before I can't. I'm like, okay, I thought he was for the unleash, but good word as you leave that alone. Bless you tonight.
Well, see, man of God, Pastor Higgs. I don't believe in preaching behind a rhema word. I give a comment and I move away.
Amen. Amen. But I just share with you, we tag team here on the Now Network. And that's what makes our broadcast so dynamic is that when we can really agree in the word, it ain't over preaching. It ain't preaching behind. It's just tag teaming and preaching in. Look, the lines is blowing up right now. But up here, you just listen to the just listen to how we do things around here at the Now Network, Pastor D. Hold on. Apostle Barbara out of Dallas, Texas, welcome to Women Speak Now with Prophetess Lisa. tag.
Amen. Good evening. Good evening. Pastor E, woman of God, Prophet Lisa, you are so dynamic with the word of God. It was just good by itself. I mean, you pretty well covered everything. And I really enjoyed it because the first thing comes to me when you were talking about loving your neighbors and loving the people that you're with and just not looking on the outside, but look at their heart, look at their spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It says everything, you know. And I was like, well, you know, and I thought about it, and I said, well, Galatians 6:7, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall you also reap. So if you don't give the love, you can't get none back. If you don't sow your time and mm-hmm. yourself to that intimacy time with the Lord, I mean, how are you going to love? You can't love if you can't spend quality time with him and get divine instructions and directions just like Moses did. Amen. Huh. And we're so busy trying to live this perfect life when he said we was going to strive each day. I mean, letter, dot the I across the T. I mean, they're going to call you all kind of names. But our job is we got to love, whether we kick them out the front door, shut the back door, or whatever. You know, we still got to love. So the word was just good by itself because when you give
love wins.
And it shall be given love now, we're crossing over. You should have already got that. I mean, we're not in kindergarten. You should have got that in the beginning of the year until now. It is now. Each day is a new day, fresh or a new or a new anointing, new everything, new divine instruction, direction. You know, give them and it shall be given unto you, good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But how you going to get the same measure that you meet
you ain't
and you can't give it out again? You got to give it back to me. Man of God, he pushes love. He pushes them seeds. He's already planted his seed. We planted seed this year. Now we need to see our harvest. Because we follow your instruction. We listen to you. We got the word. I mean, all we got to do is repent. You got to repent. If you fall in short, repent and get it all over. Then he said, it shall be measured back unto you again. Woman of God, keep putting that word out there. I ain't mad at you. I love you. I ain't got number love for you. I can say that all day, but I'm proving it by getting on this line, sowing in a seed, and saying something. You ain't got to throw me on the bus. I'm going to speak anyway. I love you.
But I will.
I can't finish it, but you put it out there, so I got to say something. I love you.
Amen. Minister Terry, go ahead. Go ahead, prophetess. Minister Terry, welcome to What Women Speak Now with the whole team. Good evening. How are you, woman of God?
Good evening, family. I am loved. I am loved, and I am loved to be on this call. I tell you, Apostle Lisa, you broke it down, the love. And I love what you said, too. We have to love our neighbors, our household, whether they are saved or not, because this is our duty. To love them and show the love of God within us so they'll know that Jesus loves them and they can share that love that's within them too. Because I tell you, we all have that gift within us, that love. But until we know the true love of God, we won't be able to share. You broke it down too. I tell you, glory be to God. I love you, beautiful sister. And I love
Amen.
You all.
I love you too.
Yes, love all the listeners on board too. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome word. God bless you.
Yes, you are loved.
Yes, she
honored,
is. Amen.
And appreciated right now.
Amen. Right now in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Now.
Amen.
Well,
love
we have, you know, as that subject of love comes out, is that whenever you're talking about God, that is the essence of God. It's the unifying principle that we can really be in agreement when we're in God's love. That's why it's important that we don't honor our own personal love and our own physical loves, but get in the presence of God's love, which is spiritual, where everybody's shaking their head saying, man, I'm just in agreement. I don't nothing to fight against, nothing to dispute. Here, go first, please. Give a word that, do you know, I don't know if anybody's funny acting like me. I'm going to reveal some of my 5150. Is that I just don't listen to anyone. I'm about agreement. And you, oh, that was a good word. Well, I would have known it because I would have led me, but I'm looking for agreement. The one thing here on this network, when we open the lines, I can sit back and just take some notes, and everybody God sends here is just so in agreement. The power of agreement. When we work as one, and that's through God's love, we're going to see some things. Now, we're about to cross over. Oh, my God, it's crossover time. I'm still building the list. And I was looking on the list, and I didn't see Prophetess Lisa on here. Prophetess Lisa, I know you want to be a part of the crossover revival, so we need to talk. We have hours available. We'll make it convenient for you, but we want you to be a part of it. I know you listened last year because that's when we met, was through Bishop Ireland. And through the apostolic connection that we were doing, and I'm still praying on that because I know God is still meant for that to happen. But to say all that, we want to invite you to be a part of that. I'll get with you offline. We still have some hours opening and some needs. We're hoping to go 24 hours straight. Last year, I think we made 13. We're looking to go 24 hours straight this year, and so anyone that is connected with us and in covenant with us that would love to be a part of the crossover revival beginning on December 31st at 9 p.m. That's 9 p.m. here, midnight on the East Coast, because we want to experience everybody's midnight. And then we'll kick off from midnight here and continue on until the last minister speaks, and then I'm gonna close out again. So I'll preach two or three times. I'm one of the fill-ins. If somebody didn't make it, their phone messes up, we're looking for some other fill-ins also that wouldn't mind preaching two, three times if it's necessary.
Amen.
That we can really be effective in people's lives. And so had to get that little plug in there. But yes, it is good. Come on, somebody else can dial one right now. Get involved in the conversation. I'm busting this one. Pastor Dwayne, come on, man up. We got to stick together here on Women Speak Now.
Man up. Love. That's what
man
it's
up.
About.
Hey,
talking about love.
Tell Pastor David, man, we just come on here to share the word together.
Love. That's it. No, I just got through the Bible study, so I had to, I'm listening all the time, you know. But I just want to say it's a great word.
Oh, man,
man,
I apologize.
No. You know, something just happened to where this is divine word for me from the Holy Ghost, because you know, I'm dealing with something and I'm trying to show love. You know, I got a young brother that awesome. He played the organ awesome. You know, and the overseers that I'm dealing with, that I preach holiness. So, you know, I'm showing the man love. I'm going to go back to the brother, talk to the brother, you know, what we believe in and how we, the standards that we go by. And not saying that you're not a he can't come fellowship. Cool, you can fellowship, but I want to show you love. I don't want to just put you back on something that you're familiar with. I mean, you need to be set free. And how to be set free, you got to show love. Not saying that I don't want you playing organ. No, but right now, I need you to focus on some stuff. So that's love, man. And she put that thing well together. Look, Father, that guy, she put it together. Because we got to show love. Love and kindness have our draw, me. And so when we start showing love, and by showing love, they receive the right word from us, man. So I just wanted to say, great topic. I got something out of that so I can able to go back to the table and present this to this brother so he can understand. It's nothing coming against you, but it's certain things that you need to get. You need to get love. And how to get love, you need to put your gift down and just get Christ in your life. That's love, bro. And so I appreciate that. And I just thank you, God. I'm going to go back on mute because I'm here in Walmart, and I know the background and all that probably in the fifth hour. So I appreciate that. Thanks again.
God bless you, man.
You know, we just got to keep talking about love, man.
Number love. Amen. We still got several more minutes left here. If anybody would like to comment, come on, dial in, get involved, and comment into that. Prophetess Lisa, we just want to come back to you and anything you may be having going on in your ministry or that you would like to announce right now, anything you would like us to be in agreement and standing in the gap for you for, go ahead and share that at this moment with our listeners and myself and the network, because we are in covenant.
Amen. We just praise God that outreach ministry, and I look at the hospital, and I look on my floor, it's the council floor, patient health council, and I have seen, you know, some come in and some don't make it out. So with that, that's a hard place to be, you know, when you kind of connect with the patients and, you know, and I can just pray for that floor, because like I said, my floor is oncologist floor and it's the council floor, and I minister a lot while I'm on my job, pray for the family, you know, encourage them, and, you know, because they be needing that. As a matter of fact, we got two patients there now just, you know, getting ready to go anytime. You know, we don't know. We know God is in control, but it's not going in the morning time. I always encourage your family and make them smile and, you know, say kind words to them. So, like I said, just keep me the foot up in prayer, because my job is just, it's a little difficult sometimes because, you know, I love people so much, and sometimes I have to just walk away because maybe want to talk. You know, I know I can't be in the room too long. You know, I have other patients, but like I said, but my ministry, the outreach ministry, nursing home, hospital visit, I love that because he has chose me for that, because I have patience with people, and also he told me how to love them unconditionally. Even though they might be got issues, but love, the Lord gave me, I did a conference, and my conference would say, can you cover me until I get, no, it said, can you cover me until I get recovered? Everybody can't cover everybody until they get recovered, because I can't cover alcoholic or crackhead, because I've never been there. But I can cover certain things that after that I've been through. So I did a thing, can you cover me until I get recovered?
Ooh, come on.
Amen.
We'll definitely be praying for that. And Apostle Barbara, come on, your ministry, what do we need to be standing in agreement with you and praying with you and supporting you with?
Amen. That God will just give me time, the hours that I need to reach others. And, you know, we know that this is the time of the season when we have a lot of people that's grieving and going through things and bereaved families. And we got to pray for our nation. We got to keep the world lifted up. And, you know, and just be in agreement with me that those that are sick, those are depressed and oppressed, and those that are going through, that we can be in agreement and fasting, because it's going to take a lot of forgiveness. When you were talking on love,
yes,
I thought about how we as a people of God, that if we don't forgive, how can we get our prayers answered? And a lot of times people don't know that if they uproot some forgiveness, they don't know how. And they hold these things within themselves, and that tortures them. And they don't know how to uproot and get some things out of them. And so God won't, you know, turn them over into a reprobated mind. And so, you know, we go through these things, and the higher you go, you got new levels of devils. And we're looking forward at the end of the year going into the new, that we want to go higher in God. We want to take a higher plane in the Lord. And the only way to do that is going through some fasting. And when we get before the Lord and fasting and praying, then we will be able to soar, and we will be ready for the enemy. You know, he's always ready, so we got to be on our duty. We're soldiers on that front line, and we have our duty, we have our rights, and the Lord he's an engineer. You know, he's an engineer. He is the Word. And so we got that Word, then we are ready for the battle. We have to put on our armor, and we have to be suited up. And if we're not suited up, then how can we be ready to leave the old behind and get into the newness? And when we get into the newness, then we can soar, and we will be ready. We will be sitting in places that we've never gone before in the spiritual world, because, you know, there are new levels of devils, and we got to be ready. And so we just want everybody to be in prayer, to be praying, and to be calling out names and be in unity with one accord, that Pastor E will have no interruption, no hindrance concerning this move that we're getting ready to soar and do, and that everybody will work with one accord. And so I'm ready, and I want you guys to be ready, and those that's out there listening, I know that you pray, but we need to come together in a certain time in prayer that we will be doing this family, this circle, have our own prayer, because we're all working together. And I just thank God because, you know, that's the only way we're going to grab our legal right. You know, when Sister the Prophetess was talking about, you know, how we need to love, and the only way that we can do that is we got to, you know, be in that realm. We have to be in a realm where we have that desire realm. And when we're in that desire realm, we won't get attacked so much. We won't be so easy to fall by the wayside in certain areas in our lives. And God has those petitions before us, those petitions that we don't say or we don't mention or we don't let everybody know. Guess what? That petition is before the Lord, and it's on the altar. And I thank God for that. I thank God for that. So you all be encouraged, and we're going to get more with you in what we need to do and how to make this thing a oneness and what God is doing for 2018. And I won't say everything because I'm saving it for the end of the year as we cross over, and we can get with one another. And I'm easily to reach by phone, not by messenger, not by more like texting, because this is who I am. Reach me personally. Get with me. Talk to me. And if you don't understand some things, Pastor E will get with you, and he will let you know. So y'all pray for me as I pray for you. And like she said, everybody can't cover everybody. There's a special anointing in that realm to cover someone, and especially if they got hidden sins and things that's not right. That's why we repent daily. We don't need everything to cover us, you know. And so when things are not in order and we need order, you just got to just, you know, get with people that's in leadership that is in order. And that's why I like about covenant with this partner, with this line. We are partners, and we are coming together as a oneness in body, in the mind, conscious, subconscious. We're feeding that word. And, you know, we can't eat if there's no food on the table. We can give out, but what can we eat? We need to eat too. So,
amen.
So I got a lot for you, so you just pray for me. Amen.
Amen. We got you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
Minister
Lord.
Terry, any closing remarks from you? I know you got some things going on and some family stuff you may want to share just for us to be in covenant with you. Go ahead.
Yes, family. I was just listening to Apostle Barbara and, you know, and all you guys, all your family on board. And I like what she said. We need to be fed also. But I like what she said also, be encouraged. Be encouraged, and I tell you, don't quit. Don't quit. Do not be discouraged under anything. Go through whatever, because we know the Lord is with us wherever we go. He promised us he shall never leave us nor forsake us. So I just want the family to keep me in prayer, because I know, Pastor E, I spoke to you about it. I'm going to need some help with these coming home, family that's coming home, to get them back on track and walk in the Lord's way and not their own way when they come back home. So I just pray for my ministry that I could continue to encourage those that are incarcerated and to continue to open their eyes and their minds to be available to the Word of God and to access the Word of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The ministry of reentry. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I tell you, God is opening doors in that area. We're doing a mentoring 2018. This is something never been done before. Yes, their organization has been there, but I'm talking about all of those of us that are doing our own thing, coming in to collaborate is something never ever been done before. We are believing in a spectacular, dynamic magnificent move in Compton that's going to spread through Los Angeles County completely. And so those things are already opening up. And our ministry, we are definitely want to hone in and work alongside and side by side with you as we help people to have the right information. And let's get them some right training that they can start to start reading literature and take an opportunity to get involved in some of the things we're doing while they're waiting on their exit, that when they come out, they have something to stand on already. So we're in agreement and working toward that. As a matter of fact, last night, me and Minister Rashad were talking about some of those things too, how we're partnering up in 2018. So, yes,
amen.
High five.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, family, I'm so excited. This has been an awesome broadcast. Prophetess Lisa has delivered the word of love. And when you talk about love, it's all about somebody else. When you're talking about love, it's about not who you are today, but who you used to be. It's not when you're talking about love, it really has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with only God, because God is love. He is the essence of love. He is the perfecter of love. And watch this. When we follow the design that has already been put before us, we don't make the same mistakes that we did in the worldly ways and in the earthly realms. We go to another level that God's love, it surpasses all understanding. So I thank God for each and every one of you tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. But the most important thing you need to know is that you're loved. You're loved by God. You are God's greatest miracle. God knew you before the foundation of this world. He called your name intentionally, specifically, that you were his child. Start acting like it. Start walking in it. And start claiming it. And start decreeing it over your own life, that you are God's greatest miracle. But you're going to start to shine so someone else can be his miracle too. Family, enjoy your evening. We love you. God bless. Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.